Rock Football. Homestyle Aged Care, fifth quarter.
40 Wins Geelong, serious about sleep. We're in the fifth quarter thanks to Homestyle Aged Care, the next best thing to being at home. Cats players have been given the little novelty footies and signing those and heading to all parts of the compass as Richmond players also go down to the cheer squad after Camden McIntosh to go and say thank you for the season, a season that finishes 5-18. Amazingly, they've actually got closer to Geelong than they got to North Melbourne last week. They got beaten by 48 points by the Roos last week. Admittedly, the Cats really had the queue in the rack after half-time. KFC X is up and running. KFC with $8 boxes, all your favourites. KFC, FLG, pick-up only, as we always do. Benny, we just ask your thoughts. We'll start rolling through those as part of this fifth quarter. But the initial thoughts of Reg Tuohy on the performance, do we read too much into it, or do we just go, look, job done, crisis averted in terms of injuries, and we'll see you in anywhere between 12 and 14 days' time for a qualifying final?
It was a roaring success from the Cats' point of view. It didn't have to be glamorous. They did exactly what they had to in the first half, put the game completely beyond doubt. And yeah, the queue went into the rack in the second half, and that wouldn't have been planned. But it's very hard not to fall into that subconsciously when your position in the top eight's locked away and everybody just wants to get to the finish line unscathed, which I believe we did, which is a massive plus. So, ticks all around.
Absolutely. Cats are headed for the rooms. Tigers are just loitering on the ground. Camden McIntosh is doing an on-ground interview as part of this fifth quarter for the Homestyle Aged Care. Next best thing to being at home, check out homestyleagedcare.com.au. Jason Doherty's down in the victorious Cats rooms, Jace.
Yes, down here, Tom, reporting in. Yes.
What have you got to tell us? Is there much merriment in the rooms?
No.
I wouldn't have thought.
No. Just coaching staff walk past, and as always, Chris got no emotion, and yep. The rest of the staff were just in the back room now. I would say there's only about 50 people in here when there's normally about 300. So there's a smallish Geelong contingent, I suspect, at the game this afternoon, this evening. So I'm just waiting for the players.
Thank you for that. Well, they are about to join you, Jace.
Very nice.
They are headed down the race and into the rooms. And we will speak with one of the players. I think we're speaking with Tom Stewart.
Okay, then.
Is my understanding.
Ooh.
We haven't spoken to this year, so it'd be good to have a chat to the vice-captain of the men in the navy blue and white hoops.
Had a nice little steak dinner with Stewie a couple of nights ago.
Did you?
So Stewie and Reese and Nigel Lappin, little crew.
How is Nige?
Great, as always. He's watching from home, I believe, tonight. I'm not sure he's here, so how's the night off?
It's interesting. For how good he is as a teaching coach,
yep,
but his name never gets mentioned when it comes to...
By design.
He doesn't, not interested.
Well, yeah, not interested. No, he doesn't want it, and he never really has.
Yeah.
He's a developer of players, and that's where his passion is.
Just waiting for Jack Martin. Here's the song. There's a bloke in the back row who really wants to sing.
I keep forgetting the mic is here. Start whistling along. Apologies.
Pick up only.
Matt Borsa just an absolute genuine stinker here from the Cats. Nothing much to play for, but you want to carry momentum into the finals. This isn't it. Shocking second half.
Down to you, Jace. So you're going to stick around and see if you can get Tom Stewart?
I think they're all sort of running away, so I think that might be it for this evening. I think the job done, they want to get out of here.
Fair enough.
Why don't we?
Yes.
Thank you, Jace.
Brooke Richardson suggesting, can we get a refund and fuel on fuel and tolls from Bendigo to watch this? Andrew Daly, I'm not going to lie, I switched over and watched something else inspired by the Tri-Lambs. Not sure we can take much from that at all. Thanks, Reg, for the comments. Thanks, Benny King and the rest of the crew. Need to come out firing first week of the finals. We appreciate people like Andrew who join us each and every week. He gets involved, has a bit of fun, and loves his Cats and likes to have a bit of a laugh along the way. So Nicholas also suggesting a big positive from tonight was the fact that seemingly the Cats got through injury-free, which they have done across the last sort of probably 4 to 5 weeks. I reckon they've played without an injury. I mean, when they lose Neil tonight through suspension, he will come back.
And O'Connor's probably very, well, O'Connor, it's very minor.
Possibly. You would have thought that, and we don't know, but you would have thought if it was a final, he was probably playing, maybe erring on the side of caution there and giving Busey an opportunity. Mm. I thought played pretty well. So they've got some options there. Reg, if you were just in terms of selection, would you be thinking that it is Nevitt out of the side and Shannon Neal in as the only, and obviously O'Connor to come back as well as the only changes for the Cats?
Yeah, it seems likely. I mean, Shannon Neal has kind of announced himself as a really integral part of the forward line, just composition-wise. He's you know, solidified himself as a genuine, I almost call him certainly an air grader in Geelong term. So he walks back in, and fortunately, I think it probably is Nev that slips back out. But,
and do you think Busey comes out for O'Connor?
Yes, I think that might. Yeah, I think that might be what happens. But like I said, Busey's position in the side will be dictated by opposition. Hmm. So he's kind of the lockdown guy, gets the job done. I thought he was exceptional tonight, by the way. But Mez is more, yeah, can go to the inside mid. We saw him do a number on Isaac Heaney last week, so he's maybe got a little bit more variability in the positions he can play.
If they're playing Brisbane, mm-hmm. who have got a very, very deep midfield, and they've got Charlie Cameron and Lohman as sort of, you know, really dangerous mid-sized to small forwards, who would you be thinking there?
Yeah, I think they'll probably default back to form, which was, you know, the team as we've seen it for the last couple of weeks. I think that will be what they default back to. Probably, unfortunately, for Busey, although I must admit, bias is shining through. I would have Busey if I was picking a 22 myself. I would find a way of getting Busey in. He's a bit of a back half version of Axe. He's just highly, highly competitive, and I would absolutely trust him in a really big game. But I do suspect they might default back to pre-Busey.
Is Jack Bowes the one, though, maybe most at risk?
Potentially, yeah, because he's kind of been a little bit on the periphery at stages this year, hasn't he? So, look, there's decisions to be made, but like we said, they're in such good health that maybe not from the player who slips out's point of view, but for everybody else, it's a good position to be in, but decisions need to be made, which isn't a terrible thing.
And the obviously, the WhatsApp for the Seagulls is back in operation.
Have a look at them.
There's 4 million of them on the MCG, and what do you call a lot of seagulls together, Kingy?
Flock.
An orgy. What do we call it?
It's a flock of seagulls.
I didn't know if that was a joke or a...
Yeah. Flock.
Thought it might. Are you... Really? Okay, well, I just wonder. I don't know.
F-lock.
Okay, flock. Well, there's a flock of them out there.
There was a band, remember?
Holy flock.
They had a great song, Iran.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to take your word.
You're going to have to take my word for it, Benny.
A colony or a flock?
Yeah.
A colony of...
Or a flock, one of the other.
Right.
KFC X, $8 boxes with all your favourites. KFC FLG pickup only. We just asked for your thoughts, Cat fans, after that performance this afternoon.
Yeah, well, Fair suggesting pretty uninspired, certainly not going to the finals, feeling up and about, excited. Guess the real hard work starts now. Enjoy the bye, freshen up, and hit the ground running. It's all up to them now. Renee wasn't happy with the last quarter. Things we ran out of leg speed. Clinton Mitchell, job done, on to the finals. Kerry James, don't sweat it, Cat fans. Never got out of first gear in the second half. Couldn't be better placed heading into September.
Very well said.
Yep. Leroy's suggesting dead rubber game, bring on Brisbane. Well, not so sure. Brisbane play Hawthorn. That'll be a really big game tomorrow night, 7:20. If Hawthorn win that, the Cats will play Hawthorn. If Brisbane win, obviously they will play Brisbane. Cat fan Pete, the real work starts now. Cats, onwards and upwards. Frank Protter, a lot to like in the first half, but clearly put the cue in the rack after halftime. Injury free, obviously really, really important. Scaredy Cat, minimum viable product after quarter time. We'll need to play a very different game and pressure come first week of finals. I think the Cats would be absolutely aware of that, and they went into a bit of preservation mode in that second half. We were sort of talking off air that Reg, you were saying, Cat fans are talking about the second half, but you don't think the Cats would be worrying one iota about what happened in that last 60 minutes?
I can very safely say I will not give the slightest about that second half. And look, does anybody seriously think if that was the final there against Richmond, that margin would have tightened up the way it did? Like, they're in a wonderful position, managed the game pretty well. Yeah, it was a tough watch in the second half, and especially in the last quarter. But yeah, I think they're primed.
We've already seen. I mean, Adelaide, you know, won by a couple of goals, so they're on top. Beat North. They had their struggles, albeit we didn't see the game, but it didn't look like they were ever going to lose. But North were able to get close. We saw Collingwood absolutely struggled
in the last 8 weeks there.
Yeah, they've really struggled last night to get over Melbourne. Did so eventually.
Gold Coast
weren't up to it against Port Adelaide that had a zillion players out. They really struggled. I watched that game. Jeez, they looked nervous, Gold Coast, in that second half. They should make finals, though. They'll beat Essendon at home and get into the finals. So credit to them. It's the first time in their history in 15 years that they will make finals. So it's those games where you just want to get through, often produce results that you don't think are obvious. For the Cats to be 71 points up at one point in this game was probably telling, and then in the end they just coasted and the margin got back to 7 goals.
Yeah, it's a good point. And for those concerned about the quality of that second half, like you just said, go and look at some of the other contenders and see how well they're actually playing. It's wide open, and I'm not sure there's too many teams better placed right now than Geelong.
So we'll wait till Wednesday night to see the fixture and how it all falls. Injury-wise for St Johnagod Hospital, Jason Doherty's back from the rooms.
Yeah, in good health, I think, as far as I can tell. A few knocks and bruises and bits and pieces, but at this time of the year you'd expect that. So, no, I think a clean bill of health from the game.
Thank you for that, Jason. Stats for Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982, Ocean Grove, Grovedale and North Geelong. Benny, some key numbers from the contest that maybe proved to be the difference between the two teams.
Well, it wasn't a whole lot, Kingy, in fairness. Disposal split down the middle, contested possession split down the middle. Geelong had 17 more tackles. Clearances were split 30 apiece. I can tell you that the Cats kicked 3 goals, 5 from their clearances, and Richmond kicked 3 goals, 4, so nothing in that stat whatsoever. Geelong only had one more inside 50. Geelong gained about extra 500 metres. Richmond had more marks. So in terms of just weight of ball, Richmond were the equal of the Cats. A lot of that was in the second half when the game obviously was, as a result, was done, given the Cats had absolutely pizzled them in the first half. Pizzle is a technical football term for absolutely thrashing them. So in the end, Bailey Smith, will he get 3 votes for the Brownlow? He had 34 touches, 12 contested, 4 tackles, 7 clearances. He had 10 inside 50s, which was a game high, and he had 10 score involvement. That's a pretty good day. Tommy Atkins ran it out a magnificent home and away season. You would have thought he is going to feature in Geelong's best and fairest, probably top three. He had 27 possessions, another 9 tackles to go with that, a couple of clearances. He had 8 inside 50s, which is really good for him. He's not always noted as being that sort of player, but got the ball forward as centre. If he can do that in the final and create a goal or two, that'd be fantastic. Holmes had 26, been good all year. Grian Myers had 26, came off with a little HIA there at one point, but came back on. He ended up with another good afternoon for him. Only the 1 inside 50, though, for Grian Myers. Tommy Stewart looks to be going really well again. Tom Stewart, he's had up and down season with his knee, copped some knocks, he's been in and out of the side, but I reckon the last sort of month he's been really solid. 23. Cameron kicked 4-4 from 15 kicks. Manners, good season continued, 2 goals from 18. Dangerfield played predominantly up forward. He did actually go into the midfield at times late in the game, but he ended up with 10 kicks and kicked 2 goals, 1. Stengel's the one who's been a little bit off target. Not often we say that. He kicked 2-4. His last month he's been... Look, he's getting shots at goal, which is important, but he has missed a few. Guthrie solid again, and Buse, we mentioned him a few times. I thought he was really good, Buse. 15 possessions. He's not playing a role where you see him as a star, but he certainly played his role really well. Mullen had 14, and Jack Martin, probably one of his quieter games. Jack Martin, 13 possessions and 1 goal, 1. Just quickly for the Tigers, Banks had 30, Prestia 29, Hopper 29, Taranto 27, Short had 26, Sonzi had 21, and one of their real positives on the season was Seth Campbell. He ended the season, he ended the game, the match, I should say, with 2 goals, 2, which took his season tally to 28, and he won the Tigers goal kicking. He's only 20 years of age. Today was just his 43rd game. He's a real player for the Tigers going forward. But in the end, they were completely overwhelmed in the first half, and to their credit, they fought back in the second.
Thank you for that, Benny. Good work by you. Kerr's Hire, 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong. Just having a look at the goal kicking, and Seth Campbell's 26 goals is the least number of goals kicked by a Tiger to win their goal kicking since... Actually, what did he finish with, Benny? 28. Tom Lynch and Jack Revolt both kicked 28 in 2020, but that was obviously a shortened season. Before that, you've got to go back to... probably Jeff Hogg or somebody like that.
Oh, Jeff Hogg, that's
no,
gold.
You've got to go back to Roger Dean in 1964 kicking 23.
Oh, Rog. How is Rog?
You remember Rog?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Earlier today, North Melbourne 15-10-100, lost to Adelaide 17-11-113. The Crows will finish with the minor premiership.
First time since?
Did they win it in 17? Did they finish on top in 17?
Yes.
Yeah, they might have.
Sure. Yep. Yep.
And of course,
very good with your stats, Reg.
Am I?
You're very good with the
much better than Nealty.
I think we finished second, or second, maybe
second or third. Played Richmond in the qualifying final.
Yeah, but it was a home final, so it had to be second.
Second. Yep. AFLW winners today: Collingwood by 8 points over the Giants, Melbourne by 74 over St Kilda, Sydney by 82 over Gold Coast, and Brisbane by 70 over Fremantle. So a bit of a chasm opening up between the haves and the have-nots in the AFLW competition, which is not ideal. Two teams top the ton today, which is the first time in the competition's history two teams have got 100 on the same day. And right now, Hawthorn 14, lead Carlton 4. Bellarine qualifying final, Torquay with Tynan Smith kicking 7, 24-11, 155, defeated Queenscliff by 105 points, 7-8-50. The Tigers to play Geelong Amateur in the second semi-final next Saturday. Queenscliff now into a first semi, the winner of tomorrow's Drysdale Anglesey elimination final. That final broadcast live on krockfootball.live. and FM 88.5 at Port Arlington, so you can listen to us AFL Bar on TV also from 2 o'clock. GFNL this afternoon, winners were Leopold by 183 over North Shore, Bell Park by 72 over Grovedale, St Mary's by 47 over Geelong West, Newtown and Chilwell with Mitch Dodas kicking 7 by 155 over Lara. Just back on that Leopold score, Connor Giddings kicked 11 goals 10.
Gee whiz.
Had 21 shots at goal. He'll win the goal kicking this year. South Barwon stay alive, 117-66 over Colac, and Joey's 120 defeated St Albans 64. Just the latter in the GFNL. Newtown on top, St Joey's second, St Mary's third, Colac fourth, Bell Park fifth, and South Barwon sixth. Newtown and Joey's on 56, St Mary's 48, Colac 48, Bell Park 48, and South Barwon 46. If results were to go South Barwon's way, they could actually finish with the double chance. Probably won't, though, because Colac have got Grovedale, and you would think Bell Park might take care of Leopold, but South a chance to play finals. Leopold, the two-time reigning premier, cannot play finals. They're a game and a half out with one to play. GDFNL today, Jace, I know you'll be interested in these. The results that fell the way of anarchy look like this. North Geelong 176, Winchelsea 27, Belmont Lions 146, Geelong West 59, Bannockburn 59, lost to Thompson 88, East Geelong 100, win the minor premiership for the third time in 4 years, Inverleigh 44, Bellpost Hill 88, lost to Corio 95, which means Bellpost Hill shuffled down to fifth, where they'll play anarchy in the elimination final. Anarchy 98 defeated Werribee Central's 88. They finished fourth and will play finals for the first time.
Andrew Bosley, six today, 73 for the season. It's not a bad return, is it?
He would have to be a chance to win the Whitley medal with a season like that. So we'll keep an eye on that. Head-to-head, Breakwater Meadowlands, steel projects made easy. Reg, Stanley and Nankervis.
Yeah, Reese, I like him more, so Reese wins.
I love it. That's so expert. That's so special.
I mean, right, he kicked a goal. The other one didn't, and the rest of it was even enough. So, Reese wins. Well done, Reese. Congratulations. Great day for you and your family, I'm sure.
Breakwater Meadowland have a real focus on making any steel project you're working on easy. See them at 44 Leather Street in Breakwater, and check out their new range of Coorscapes weathered steel for your landscaping projects. You've got the Steamatic Standout too, Reg, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the Greater Geelong area for 25 years.
Yeah, I thought Stewie was brilliant, especially in the first half. He seemed like he was back to his absolute best. Like I mentioned, DK was also very well, tempted to go with Buse, again, just favouring one of my mates. But Tommy Atkins in his milestone game, I thought, was everywhere and did what he does every week, but even to a higher level than usual. Found stack of the footy as well, which was nice for him. So Tom Atkins.
Steamatic, your disaster restoration experts. Benny, what are you looking at on the screen?
Oh, just the West Coast versus Sydney game is underway. Kingy, what an absolute blockbuster that will be. So Valium will be actually taking this game to help it sleep.
Thank you, Benny. West Coast
have kicked the first goal, and they're off to a flying start, one straight to nothing.
Thank you, Benny. K-Rock Football.
Home style aged care. Fifth quarter.